Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thursday's show begins on a sad note. One of the world's leading female distance runners, Kenya's Agnes Tirop, was found dead in her house Wednesday in Eaton with multiple stab wounds. She was 25. In a statement, Athletics Kenya said Tirop was allegedly stabbed by her husband, who police are seeking for questioning. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said, and I quote, "It is unsettling, utterly unfortunate, and very sad that we've lost a young and promising athlete who at a young age of 25 years had brought our country so much glory through her exploits on the global athletic stage, including in this year's Tokyo Olympics, where she was a part of Team Kenya." President Kenyatta added, "It is even more painful that Agnes, a Kenyan hero by all measures, painfully lost her young life through a criminal act perpetuated by selfish and cowardly people." Agnes Tirop won the world cross-country title in 2015 in China. She also won two world championship bronze medals at 10,000 meters at London in 2017 and at Doha in 2019. And last month, Tirop set a women's-only world record at a 10-kilometer road race in Germany, clocking 30 minutes and 1 second. At this year's Tokyo Olympics, Agnes Tirop finished just off the medals podium in fourth place in the women's 5,000 meters final. For reaction to her death, Prince Nesta spoke with Tirop's Olympic teammate, the 2015 world champion in the men's javelin, Julius Yago.
It's sad, you know. That's the only thing I can say. It's so sad. Like, we lost such a humble soul, a very peaceful lady, always smiling, a great athlete, a very talented athlete. And it was shocking news to me yesterday, you know, when I received the news that, you know, Agnes was found in a house lying and, you know, her body is cold. And it's shocking, you know, it's shocking to say the least.
You know, it's really tough, especially to lose a friend. How do you define your relationship with Agnes Tirop?
I would say we were really close friends on the side of athletics, on the side of other issues. We were not that close. We were just friends because when we are in Kenya, we become friends with all the athletes, and more so, she could always speak to me because all the senior championships that Agnes has competed in on the track and field, I've been the captain of that team, and of course, she will always seek advice from me if she needs something, if she needs an assist from the, you know, Athletics Kenya or National Olympic Committee of Kenya. She will always ask me that, can you please pass this information to these people? Can you help me on this concerning athletics? And that is how we became close friends, because she's my younger sister as well. She's so young. I think I'm almost 8 years older than her. And a humble soul. She was always humble, smiling. And yeah, that is how this relationship works. And, you know, she will always seek advice, you know, concerning anything to deal with, you know, her career as a sports lady.
What were you doing when you received the news, and who brought the news to you?
You know, yesterday after, you know, I had some workout, and then after that, I said, I think I was feeling that my hair was, you know, bad. And then I went to the barber shop to shave, and then I got back to the house, had some lunch, and I was feeling tired. I could not even watch the 1 p.m. news, so I just went straight into my bed. And on my bed, I think I had a call from someone. not concerning this news. And I woke up and then I picked a call. And then, you know, I was like, I don't have more, you know, I'm not feeling more sleepy now. So I checked my phone. So I saw a Facebook post from one of the guys here in Eldoret that a senior athlete has been found murdered in a house. And, you know, I was shocked. So I texted him on Messenger that who is the athlete? And he broke the news that to me that it's Agnes Tirop has been found dead. And I couldn't believe, you know, I was feeling like I was trembling on bed. I lost sleep completely. And now I started like, where will I start? You know, where will we start as athletes? What really happened for her to lose her life? And, you know, I found later from people that, of course, I had a couple of calls to make to people within it then, where she was residing, asking what is the issue is. And, you know, I didn't know the real issue, you know, because Agnes has never told me that he was having a problem with her, you know, a problem in our family. But I remember when we were coming from Tokyo, you know, we were in the same plane. We coming back home from Tokyo. And we had a very long layover at the Doha airport, I think almost 10 hours. I was with Yunisu, who was the overall captain for the team. And, you know, we were having a general chat. And then there was this issue of social media about the performance of the team when we started the Olympics. Of course, everybody know that we didn't start well as Kenya team. And so we had all the talk in the social media that these guys went there, they were not serious. And, you know, and you remember as a senior athlete, you know, the problems and, you know, the difficulties you undergo before a major championship like that. It's not easy. And considering, again, you had COVID. So we spoke about this thing. I was telling, you know, the issue was Helen Obiri had told me when we were in Tokyo that she received some abuse on the social media about her performance. And then I was speaking to her that, no, don't worry. This is not the end of this world. And we have been champions before. And when you lose, you're still a champion. So don't bother about what people write. So I was speaking to Agnes Zoom, and I was telling them, for you people, you are in a family setup, and when you have issues like this and you get abuses, don't mind. And if your partner also questions you, like, what really happened? And then just open up and say, it wasn't my day. And then Eunice told me that, even me, I can't accept to be bullied because of the performance. And then I don't know how we ended into having problems in a relationship. And then I was telling them, you see, you know, the difficulties we are going through in these careers, athletes, it's difficult. And when you find yourself in a, you know, in a wrangle in a family, and then you just need a break from it. Now I'm speaking as a man, and then I'm speaking to them that when you have problems like that, and then just tell your man, no, like, give me time, we can have a break on it. Let us not have issues. Little did I know that Agnes had such problems, and she never opened up and told me that.
You know, this death has shocked the nation. It has shocked the entire world. And, you know, Agnes was close to you. And so you are saying that you had had a conversation with her before regarding, you know, the wrangles in her family, because it's being alleged that the husband possibly, you know, might have actually murdered her. That's what's in the news. But you're saying that she had actually opened up to you and said that she had issues in her relationship.
Like, she didn't directly told me that she has a problem with the husband, you know. We just spoke about, you know, when you have problems as, you know, as a married athlete. And then specifically on the lady side, because I was so specific, because sometimes, you know, some men take advantage. You know, they see that this lady is the one who is bringing everything, and then he wants to, you know, to boss everything in that area. We have had stories, even we have some stories where I think it has been brought into the attention of Athletics Kenya, that, you know, some people, you know, yes, they married an athlete, but now they want to boss everything, not considering the difficulties this athlete went through before, you know, getting all this, you know, all the, maybe the wealth, and once someone wants to own everything, and he wants to own you, you know, and they do, you are just nothing. You cannot even say anything. And for sure, it's the athlete who has really struggled and made sure that all what has been accumulated is coming from her. So I was telling them, when you have issues like this, if it is me, just tell me, yeah, no, just keep me off. Let me have a break.
Yeah.
I'm taking a break from this toxic relationship. So it was not specific that specifically her telling me. Maybe she wanted to get my own reaction about that thing. Mm-hmm. And she never told me that she had a problem. And of course, I came to get some news when we arrived back home that, Agnes' husband was having some issues with her. And then I said, if it is anything like in-house, you know, issues, and then I'm sure they can sort it. And if it is difficult, and then they will probably involve the parents, because that is the only people they can make a very good decision on one way to go. And even as we sometimes have issues like that, but resorting to killing someone, getting a thought on that. How on earth will you think of killing your loved one? And does it mean you really love this person, or you are just after the resources this person has? Because someone you love, I'm not sure you can even have a single thought or a single second and say, I will kill. For that, like somehow Tirob was killed, that is a premeditated thing. This person had planned this for a long time. It's not about something which happened in a fraction of seconds. Where in the first place did this guy get the weapon to kill her? You know, it's something he had planned before.
It is indeed, sir. The matter is still under investigation, and we'll wait and see what comes out as soon as the investigation is done. We're going to miss Tirob for sure. And, you know, glorious moments, especially considering that, you know, she just broke the 10 kilometers.
Road race running, and it's a 10-kilometer only women race. Now she has that record of 10 kilometers world record, only women, and she didn't even celebrate that. You know, a successful season was still being drafted. And unfortunately, you know, that story has stopped. You know, it has stopped. Our glorious, you know, journey to be a successful and top athlete also was being drafted, because she was beginning now, you know, her career was not starting to, you know, to glow. And unfortunately, that story now is stopped. It's remained a draft, a small draft. I'm sure if she had lived, you know, a long time to end her career, well, we could get a very big, you know, a successful story of a dedicated woman, a talented woman who really wanted to achieve her wish.
That's Julius Yago, Kenya's 2016 Olympic silver medalist in the men's javelin. And Julius was talking with Prince Nesta from Eldoret, Kenya. And we'll hear more of their conversation on Friday's show.
Hi, my name is Julius Yago, former world javelin champion and Olympic silver medalist. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
For more reaction to the death of Kenyan runner Agnes Tirop, Iron Mike Mbonye called Nairobi, where he reached an online sports editor with Nation Media Group, David Kwalimwa.
Well, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has sent his condolences to the family of the late Kenyan athlete Agnes Tirop, who was found dead in her home in Iten. Iten is about 300 kilometers from the capital, Nairobi, on Wednesday. Well, Tirop is said to have... or her body is said to have had stab wounds on the neck and the stomach in the news that has really shocked not only the sporting fraternity, but the whole country, with President Uhuru Kenyatta leading in the condolences and also instructing the police to speed investigations and arrest her killers. As it is right now, Tirop's husband, who also is Tirop's husband, who doubles up as her coach, is one of the main suspects, according to the Kenyan police, and a statement by Athletics Kenya fingering Tirop's husband and the coach, whom we will not name for legal reasons, for her mother. It is said that Tirop and her husband Kamkocha did not have quite a frosty relationship. They fought consistently, according to neighbors and eyewitnesses who have talked to, painting a picture of a not so rosy relationship between the pair. The husband remains on the run up until Thursday morning, with the police said to be frantically searching for him. This is news that has really left a lot of sad faces in the Kenyan fraternity, and especially her colleagues who believe that she was one of the most talented athletes to come out of Kenya. She was only 25, and her latest exploit was representing Kenya at the just concluded Tokyo 2020 Olympics, where she came fourth in the 5,000 meters race. So Agnes Tirop has life coming to a tragic end, with her body right now lying at a morgue in Iten, a small town within the Rift Valley in Kenya, with Kenyans mourning on social media and also in public spaces discussing the termination of life of a very young and a promising athlete who had the best years certainly ahead of her.
What has been the reaction of Athletics Kenya on the death of Agnes Tirop, the 25-year-old long-distance runner?
Athletics Kenya have sent in their condolences via a statement signed off by its media department, in which Athletics Kenya did confirm that her body was found with stab wounds on the neck and stomach. So just like any other person, the athletics fraternity also in mourning the untimely death of Agnes Tirop, one of Kenya's most talented athletes at the tender age of 25. Not only Athletic Kenya, but very many other a sporting fraternity in Kenya, led by Football Kenya Federation and the Kenya Rugby Union, sending in their condolences to the family and friends of Agnes Tirop.
Can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners the personality of Agnes Tirop?
Tirop is known as a very hard-working woman from her exploits, and she's also known to be a very reserved lady who most of the time spent training in Iten at the training center put up by the Kenyan government in Iten to train athletes. So she spent most of the time there with her husband, who also is her coach, and unfortunately who also now is the suspect in her murder and who remains on the run. So she was not quite an outgoing woman. She also did not conduct very many interviews. The last pictures of her in public was when she met President Uhuru Kenyatta at State House, Mombasa, when President Kenyatta actually received Team Kenya. You will remember, which finished first, which was the first best performing African country at the Tokyo Olympics, with the 4 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze medals, when the president invited the team for a celebration at State House in Mombasa. Mombasa is Kenya's second largest city and Kenya's coastal city, where the president also gave the team a token for representing and flying Kenyans a flag high on behalf of the government of Kenya and the people of Kenya. So that was the last time Tirop was seen by many in public before she retreated to her private life in Iten town and back to her training for her other commercial races. So she's known as a young and a chubby lady who doesn't speak much and rarely speaks in public at all.
That's David Kwalimwa, an online sports editor with the Nation Media Group in Kenya. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Nairobi, Kenya.
Hi, I'm Kim Lewis, moderator for Issues in the News. Join me and a panel of journalists as we discuss the top stories of the week, including President Biden met virtually with G20 leaders to discuss close coordination on Afghanistan after the first set of direct U.S. Taliban talks appear to have stalled. Join us for Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Kim. While we mourn the death of Agnes Tirop, let's also look back on a celebratory moment at this year's Tokyo Olympics. Paruth Chemutai becoming Uganda's first female gold medal winner. The 22-year-old Chemutai won the gold in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase race and she and other members of Team Uganda were cheered when they returned home. In this Sunny Side of Sports Olympic highlight for 2021, Magume Davis Rakawinj reports from Kampala, Uganda.
Hundreds of Ugandans stand up along Entebbe Road to have a glimpse of their heroes returning home with the most number of medals Uganda has ever won at an Olympics event. The athletes drove in a convoy as they offered back their fans. One of the athletes was Peruth Chemtai, a 3,000 meter steeplechase gold winner. She narrates how she ran to victory.
I control my presence. I go up to 4 laps. American girl passed me, but I said I will not give up. I will go. Yeah, after the end. I'm happy to be a Olympic champion, world record holder, hospital. Yeah, I'm so happy.
Chemutai beat America's Kutne Fritz and Kenya's Hevin Kiyeng in national record time of 9.0.5 to become the first Ugandan woman to win Olympics gold. Ugandan Winnie Nanyondo participated in both 800 and 1500 meters, reaching on the final in the later. 800 meters world champion Halima Nakai also reached the semifinals, while sprinter Shida Leni rubbed shoulders with Elson Felix, one of the world's greatest athletes.
Since my childhood, I used to admire how Elson Felix runs, and she's my role model. I could watch her again and again and again. If I'm going for races, I first enter YouTube, I watch her races, and so I just feel like I want to be like, I want to run like her. She really inspires me a lot. So all along, I look at her like my role model. Racing with her and racing in the same heat with her, it was really a big something I can't even just imagine that I was in the heat with her.
Indeed, Leni made herself and Uganda proud, becoming the first Ugandan sprinter at the Olympics since 2008 Beijing Olympics. Athletics fan Faith Gertrude welcomed Golden Chemtai and other athletes.
As a woman, it's more joy for me because, I mean, we all know women are struggling, and when a woman wins, you know, it's joy all over for us as women, and we get proud about it, not only as a country, but as a gender. We feel, you know, powerful. When you see someone coming up at a younger age and, you know, being a hero, being a gold medalist, and you'd want to imagine, to want to be like her. I would want my kids to watch Chemtai and feel, you know, I want to be like her.
Janet Museveni, Uganda's first lady and sports minister, says that is exactly the spirit of the Olympics.
Thank you, Team Uganda, for bringing your country joy on the world stage. Indeed, God has given us a beautiful country, gifted by nature, we say, and with beautiful people. To our young people in Uganda, I say to you that you take time to intentionally learn from Team Uganda. To excel at the world stage in any form takes not only talent and training, but discipline.
And one poet, Albert Mukundane, will recite a poem befitting the 3,000 meters steeplechase Olympics gold medalist.
There she is, Chemtai Peruth, triumphant creature beyond the stars. The moving speed merchant of 90145, and the first female in this territory. There she is. Resilient, patient, and tactical heroine. Amazing to the spectators near and far. Emotional fearer of Ugandan flag. Inspiring lead initiator for Uganda anthem in Tokyo. There she is. The virtual filler of yearning medals sector. The oasis of hope at the heart of stakeholders. The renewal efficient energy for sports development. The dominant theme for Tokyo 20 Olympic Games. There she is.
There were other Ugandan female competitors at this year's Olympics, My notable mentioning were the first firsts, Catherine Nobo, the first Ugandan rower at the Olympics, and Catherine Nanziri, the very first Ugandan female boxer to represent at the Olympics. Chemutai and other medalists were awarded with brand new vehicles by Uganda's president, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, for flying Uganda's flag high. For the Sunday Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji, Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Shida Len, a Ugandan 400 meters Olympian at this year's Olympics. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. The U.S. men's national soccer team defeated visiting Costa Rica Wednesday night 2-1 in a qualifying match for the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. The game was played in front of a sellout crowd of more than 20,000 in Columbus, Ohio. And the fans saw Costa Rica get on the scoreboard first in the opening minute on a goal by Kacer Fuller. The Americans equalized in the 25th minute when Barcelona man Sergiño Dest blasted a shot into the top left corner of the net. Tim Weah, the son of Liberian President George Weah, played a big role in the winning goal for the USA in the 66th minute. Dest pounced on a bad touch from the Costa Ricans and found Tim Weah cutting into the right side of the box. Weah ran with the ball for a few steps before ripping a hard shot to the near post. The ball hit the post and then deflected off Leonel Moreira, Costa Rica's backup goalkeeper who came on at halftime. The ball spun into the far side of the net, and it was recorded as an own goal by Moreira. U.S. head coach Greg Berhalter said he thought Tim Weah should have been credited with a goal. The United States now has 11 points from 6 World Cup qualifying matches, putting it 3 points behind top-of-the-table Mexico, which scored a 2-0 road victory over Honduras Wednesday night. Canada is in third place with 10 points after a 4-1 victory against visiting Panama Wednesday night. So right now in the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying group, it's Mexico with 14 points, the USA with 11 points, and Canada with 10 points. The top 3 teams will qualify for the World Cup in Qatar, and the 4th place team, which is currently Panama, will advance to an inter-confederation playoff with a chance at going to the World Cup. And that wraps up the October 14th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.